Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean rose to prominence in 2003 in part by using the internet better than any candidate to date. This year, he's not fared so well, but political professionals remain fascinated with his use of the net. In a study being released today, scholars at George Washington University say the internet is not only increasingly important, it also seems to be changing the political rules, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Howard Dean made his mark last year by raising more money than any other Democrat who's ever run for president. At his apogee last November, he saw a chance to match the awesome campaign budget of President Bush dollar for dollar.
We can match his $200 million of special interest money with $200 million of our own raised through millions of ordinary Americans donating whatever they can afford.
It was the internet, of course, that enabled Dean to raise a higher percentage of money in small contributions than any other major candidate. And one reason for that? People on the internet are happy to give. That's one of the major findings in a study by George Washington University's Institute for Politics, Democracy, and the Internet. The Institute releases the study today. An advance copy was provided to NPR. The study focuses on people who are politically active online, shopping for information about presidential candidates, and then often getting more involved. Surprisingly, almost half of them get involved by giving money. It's far more common than the other activities that have captured the media's fancy this campaign season, things like going to a weblog or a meeting. Institute Director Carol Darr says this raises questions about online money as a measure of political allegiance.
I would have thought before this that if you had put any amount of money down on a candidate, that you stayed committed to that candidate. That may not be the case.
And that may have implications, especially for the Dean campaign. Darr says she also wonders about the rest of the online activists. They weren't giving money, they weren't blogging, but they were showing up as politically engaged.
So even though they were highly involved and interested, a lot of them still hadn't made up their mind. And when they did make up their mind at the last minute, the support that Dean seemed to have, because he was getting all the publicity, proved not to be true.
Another misimpression of the campaign so far, Darr says, is that Dean dominates the internet. He may have been tops among Democrats, but in some months, the busiest website has belonged to the Bush-Cheney campaign. More broadly, the study finds that 7 out of 10 politically active internet users are affluent, influential opinion leaders. It also finds that the activists don't just rely on the internet. They watch TV ads, too, including the ones that undermine Dean's image. Phil Noble is the founder of the internet company Politics Online.
Think of it this way. The internet and the new technology took him up, but the old technology of television brought him down.
Noble, who was not involved in the study, says that by 2008, the differences between TV and internet may have evaporated.
More and more, we will see the convergence of the media, where television, internet, print, PDAs, cell phones, all will come together to convey the messages of campaigns and politics, and also to interact, to provide tools for action.
So right now, Noble and other consultants are looking for the next big way to communicate with voters. One tip, it probably won't be email. Too many spam filters. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.